chapter 6 and verse 9, and out of reverence to God, would you stand as his word is read? Matthew chapter 6, reading verse 9. Therefore, you should pray like this: Our Father in heaven, your name be honored as holy. You may be seated. Now, our verse today starts with the word therefore. Anytime you start a sentence with therefore, find out what it's there for. Don't just start a verse with therefore. We need to know what's coming before that. And what's coming before that is everything that Jesus has been saying on the Sermon on the Mount, going back to the beginning when he sat down and began teaching his disciples. He started with the attitude we're supposed to have, the attitude to be saved. We must recognize that there's nothing within us that can save us. Our only hope is Jesus Christ. God had to do it all. And since we can't do anything in our own efforts to save ourselves, to earn heaven, contrary to what a lot of people think. I like what one person said one time. He described, people are building a ladder to heaven only to get to the top to find out they're leaning against the wrong building. They build things and it's going the wrong direction. And actually what they're doing, they're building a ladder and it's going down instead of up. But God wants us to realize our salvation, our hope of the future is based on what God has done, not what we have done. And if we have that attitude, then that's going to change the way we act. It's going to remind us that it's all about God. And God wants us to share that with others. That's why he calls us the salt and light of the earth. We're the ones to share the truth with others. And then Jesus reminds us, all of this is what God's been saying since the beginning. He's never changed his ways. Some people try to say the God of the Old Testament is different than the God of the New Testament. No. Same God. It's sort of like the difference of my teaching positions. I've been teaching in high school. Now I'm gone to elementary. I went all the way to pre-K. Well, in pre-K, you're first starting laying the foundation for the things that they'll be taught in high school. Well, the Old Testament is laying the foundation about who God is. God is the one that created everything. From him, everything was made. And he started by showing how powerful he is and then how loving he is. He took a people, the people of Israel, and he set them apart. And he did his protection over them, showing he's the one that can protect and guide. Well, Jesus says, don't think that I've come to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them. God's standards have not changed. In the Old Testament, they sacrificed animals to show they had to be the shedding of blood for the forgiveness. But Jesus came as that sacrificial lamb, one sacrifice for all time. And then Jesus talked about how it's the attitude of our heart that matters. It's not just the outward act of murder, but anger in your heart. You're subject to judgment like murder. And then Jesus talked about going the extra mile and loving our enemies. And then, and he began in chapter 6, don't be a hypocrite, a mask wearer, one that pretends to do something and be someone that he's not. Don't do your religious, your righteous acts just to be seen by people. And I don't mean don't do righteous acts. Don't do it for the purpose of being seen by people. And now he comes to the part, therefore. Therefore, since it's a heart attitude, therefore, since your salvation is based on what God has done, therefore, since you're the light and the salt of the earth, pray like this. No, he didn't say, pray this. Just a couple of verses before, he said, you know, some people think that they can just repeat the same words over and over again, or say lots of things many times, and they'll be heard because they repeat things over and over again, or say lots of things. No, Jesus said, pray like this. Here is an example, an outline of how you should pray. Nothing wrong with memorizing, but don't just say it without thinking about what it means. And basically it talks about, start with God. Who is God? What does it mean, pray in God's name? Pray about God's kingdom. Pray about God's provision, what he's provided. Pray about the forgiveness of God. Pray about the protection of God. And pray about the plan of God. All that is laid out in this, what we call a very short prayer. Remember, Jesus said, God knows what you need. You're not going to make God listen to you just because you pray longer. Here's what we need to do. We need to remember who we're praying to. Pray like this. Our Father in heaven. Now, it's kind of neat. It's not a coincidence because God doesn't do coincidences. Our Father on Father's Day. We need to remember our Heavenly Father. And that's not a new concept. It's not something new in the New Testament. It was seen in the Old Testament as well. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 6. And those of you that have those electronic Bibles are already there. Deuteronomy 32, verse 6. Is this how you repay the Lord, you foolish and senseless people? Isn't he your Father and Creator? Didn't he make you and sustain you? And let's look at Isaiah chapter 63. Isaiah 63 and verse 16. Yet you are our father, even though Abraham does not know us and Israel doesn't recognize us. You, Lord, are our father. Your name is our Redeemer from ancient times. And Jeremiah chapter 3. And verse 4, haven't you recently called to me, my father? You were my friend in my youth. And again in verse 19, still in Jeremiah chapter 3, I thought how I longed to make you my sons and give you a desirable land, the most beautiful inheritance of all the nations. I thought you will call me my father and never turn away from me. And then in Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, chapter 1. And verse 6. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. But if I am a father, where is my honor? If I am a master, where is your fear of me, says the Lord of armies, to you priests? You despise my name. Yet you ask, how have we despised your name? And then on in chapter 2 of Malachi in verse 10. Don't all of us have one Father? Didn't one God create us? Why then do we act treacherously against one another, profaning the covenant of our fathers? So, in the Old Testament, the concept of God as Father is not a new concept. It has been there all along. And so when Jesus talked about our Father, it wasn't something new. He was explaining something that God had referred to himself all along. And then it's repeated all throughout the New Testament as well, that we have a new Father, a new relationship with God. And that's what our Father talks about, is a relationship. Now, the pagan gods at the time of Jesus were gods that looked at people like chess pieces. They were pawns to be moved around for their own desires. They didn't have a relationship with the people they were over. That's the Roman, the Greek, and the other pagan gods. They were gods to be appeased, like even to the point of Moloch, you had to offer your children as a sacrifice. Also, that was seen over here in the Americas, and Aztec and Mayan and other cultures there, that their gods required a sacrifice of the individuals, not a relationship. A fierce God whose attitude was one that, I might be having a good day, I might be having a bad day. If I'm having a bad day, it's going to be bad for you. But Jesus says, our Father, we have a different relationship with God. A personal, intimate relationship. But it's not like a God that we're to disrespect. We need to remember where God is. Our Father in heaven. God is the one that made everything. The Hubble telescope and the latest telescope they put up, I don't even remember the name of it, that can see even further. God's already passed as far as they can see with all these telescopes. And all of it is in his hand. You know, the planets they find are, actually they don't find, they can't see the planets. They can see the stars and then a little dimming of the light across the stars. So they said that's a planet that dimmed the light. And you have artists' imaginations of what those planets look like. So they said, well, here's the artist rendering of this planet circling this star. Well, they don't know. It's just a dot, a dimming of the light. Well, God knows all those planets, every one of them, and he has a name for all of them. He calls them all by name. Even within our solar system, there are large objects the size, roughly, of Pluto. That's why they can't make up their mind if Pluto's a planet or not, because they keep finding things that are almost as big as Pluto, and they give them numbers. Well, God has everything by name. You know, sometimes you have trouble remembering the names of those people that you haven't seen in a few years. And sometimes I have trouble remembering the names of my students that I had a couple of years ago, partly because I don't remember, want to remember some of their names, you know, because it brings back bad memories. But God knows everyone by name. He even has the hairs on our head numbered. Now, I always thought it would be easier for God to let my hair stop falling out so he doesn't have to keep changing the number. But God can change that number. God knows the thoughts we have even before we utter them as a word. Our Father in heaven, he's not like us, but he wants and he's given us a personal relationship, even though he's the one that created everything. And then it says, your name be honored as holy. Now, God's name is not just a name. In the scripture, when it says the name of someone, is all that that person is. The closest equivalent I can think of, if you were an ambassador to a foreign country, and you're going to speak to the government of that country, you come in the name of the United States. Not in your name. It's not just, well, I'm the ambassador of the United States, so I'm coming in the name of the United States. That's not saying I'm just having a sign that says United States. No, it means all that the United States stands for. So when we see Scripture say the name of God, that means all who God is, everything He's about. God's name means He's the Creator. God's name means He's the Savior. God's name means He's the one that came and offered a sacrifice on our behalf. God's name means He's the one that can walk on water. God's name means He's the one that knows everything about everything. God's name is all that God is. And so when we are told to pray in Jesus' name, that doesn't mean just add Jesus' name to our own request. That means, are we praying like God wants us to pray? In the will of God. So when Jesus says, your name be honored as holy, too often we try to trivialize God's name. Bring Him down to our level. God is just like us. No, He's not. God is so far above us. And holy is divine, perfect. Your name, all that be about you, be honored as being perfect, as not being like us. Too often we think God is Santa Claus. And we pray, God, give us what we want. No, our prayer is, God, let us give you what you want. Too often our prayer is self-focused instead of God-focused. And that's why Jesus says we need to start our prayer knowing who we're praying to. And not just a name there, but who the who is. Who the who is, that almost sounds like a Dr. Seuss book. Important, here's a who. Who God is so far beyond our imagination. God never has to use a calculator. God never has to look up in the encyclopedia or dictionary. God knows where Google is wrong and Wikipedia. And everywhere in the internet, God knows the truth. God knows the future. God knows the past. There used to be a baseball football player, Bo, and Bo knows. Bo knows how to play football. Bo knows how to play baseball. But Bo doesn't know anything compared to God. God knows everything. And He knows we have no hope without Him. And so when God came to earth, He told us we need to remember who God is and who we are. That's the start of our prayer. So when we pray, let's don't put our request to God thinking God needs to hear. He already knows. Our prayer is for our benefit, to remind us that when the answer comes, we need to give God the credit. And we need to seek to pray that God's name is honored with His answers. Not that we are honored and glorified. Now, God doesn't want to withhold any good gift from us. But there's a lot of things we want that aren't good gifts for us, or not the proper time. And sometimes we say, God doesn't hear our prayer. God always hears our prayer. And God always answers. We need to be waiting for God's answer. God's answer sometimes is, yes, I'll give you that. No, I won't. Or not yet. Or I've got something different for you. let our prayer be to who God is, looking for His answer, not our answer. Pray like this. Our Father in heaven, Your name be honored as holy. That's where we need to start our prayer. Does our prayer fit that? Seeking God, being honored as holy and divine. Every man and woman that has ever lived has been a sinner. Today we're celebrating Father's Day. There's only one perfect Father, that's the one in heaven. We have a lot of imperfect fathers. That's okay. We're all sinners. There is no one that has ever been perfect that's walked this planet except God Himself. Jesus is God who came to the planet that He created, lived among us for some 30, 33 years, and then went back and is in heaven interceding for us. Because we need the help. Romans chapter 8 says we don't know how to pray, but the Spirit intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And I like what Pastor John MacArthur said when it comes to that passage when he's explaining. Don't ask me to explain what words cannot express. It says words cannot express. So God knows our hearts. And it's within us, if we are a Christian, interceding with us, showing us how we should pray. Are we praying, seeking God's Spirit in our prayers? Stand with me for our closing prayer. Let us remember, in our prayers, we're not going to be perfect. But God is always perfect. God, thank You for this time we could be here. We pray that You are honored in our lives, in all that's said and done. Lord, I pray that Your name is glorified. And Lord, give us more opportunities to share Your truth with others, as You would pray in our situation. In Jesus' name.